to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Biggest podcast in SA, yeah. Back and back. Like we never left. Coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, just use podcast@mashabela.co.za. That's the email, ne?
Yep.
Am I right there?
You are right.
I feel like I didn't say it right. Yeah, podcast@mashabela.co.za. Yes.
And that's not the email. It's not like the podcast email, because people are podcasting, sending emails to be the ghost lady. Someone was asking about merch there and stuff. It's simply for booking of studios.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ish people, man.
Man, I'm so glad we made it. We survived last night, dog.
Yay.
Yo, last night was a movie.
Please tell me.
Yo,
what happened?
My goodness.
I didn't. I wasn't there.
Yeah, show into Mnaga. Where did you go with Mnaga?
I was in Mpumalanga.
On Mpumalanga?
Yes.
Family thing. Oh, yeah. Hey, you missed out, ghostly. Yo, like, that wasn't even a party. I think it was like a love fest.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
A love fest.
There was so much love in the air, bro.
Is it?
Yo, it was amazing, man.
Oh, but that's
man.
How chillers are.
Yo.
It's just love around, guys.
There was no drama. I didn't see any fight. Nah.
We've never had fights. That'll be something new.
Never, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It's all over. It's like a Kali. It's Lila.
Wait, isn't Uglila and Okala same thing?
It's the same thing, yeah.
And so you didn't stay long, man.
I didn't stay long, man. I had a gig. So I did my first MC gig.
Wow.
Yeah. So I put the lounge.
Yeah, I was. What did you say, bro? Amen.
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 Hi. Why are you lying, Maka? Boy.
Now you give a can you feel me?
Yeah. No, I didn't do that one actually. There's so many. Yeah. Nah, it was lit, dog.
Yeah.
It was fun. Donald, hey, Donald is a professional.
For real.
Yo, Donald KO, guys. They work ethic. Mm. Professional. Like, yo. And then Smoo out of nowhere came through. Yeah. I think it was in town. And Aubrey as well.
Yeah.
Aubrey was there. And Mlindo as well.
Wow. Oh.
And Ishmael was there.
Wow.
Ishmael also performed. He was rolling with Mlindo. Why are you laughing?
Wow.
I can feel a punchline coming.
Yeah.
I'm preparing myself.
You know.
No. No punchline. But Ishmael is so funny. He's a chiller.
Yeah.
So he sees me at night, right? He's lit. So cool. We talk, we bond.
Yeah.
In the morning, he sees me. So you're here. I'm like, oh, Ishmael, what's going on? Which one is this one? I'm such a huge fan. And he says exactly the same thing he told me the previous night.
Yeah.
And I had to listen to it again.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, now it was super fun.
So you had to announce Donald and KO.
Announce Donald, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel a punchline coming.
Yeah. I thought like it was something, an uppercut coming there.
I feel a punchline coming. Yeah. Yes, announced.
Yeah.
KO announced Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it was a blast, man. It was a blast.
And then why were you late, dog? Why were you late? What happened, bro?
So, yesterday, my manager picks me up.
You got a manager. Yo!
Yo!
It's in Jamba, Georgia. Oh, you need a PA now.
Yeah, you need a PA now.
And a driver, and clearly.
Well, and a driver. Because the story is, so we woke up, they knew we're shooting at 1, right? I'm the first to wake up. I take a shower, go to everybody's rooms. Is everybody good? Mm. I can't find the driver. I go to where the car was parked. Car is gone.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Obviously, you're thinking, it's probably went to a Shisanyama. You got some girls that got stalked or whatever.
Yeah.
We wait for an hour, 30 minutes. Driver can't be found. His phone is dead.
Mm.
And then at that point, I had to now organize transport because I'm like, shit. And remember, we're 3 hours away. So that's 6 hours in delays. Damn. And we're supposed to shoot at 1 o'clock. And the guy's phone is still dead.
Bro. So you don't know where it is.
I don't know
now.
If he's alive. I don't know if he went out with girls. Yo. Gandhi, it's the scamming girls. Damn. We don't know what happened.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, because his phone is dead.
Even now, you don't know.
Even now, we don't know. He was last seen in a room with Melinda and Ishmael. No, they had a studio. The guys were like a studio thing going on. So they set up a studio. I don't know. I think it's Aubrey's camp, you know, or Smooth's camp. But obviously, there were so many artists. Guys were just, you know, and it was chilling there. That's where it was seen the last time.
Damn, bro.
And it's just disappeared. Gone.
Whose drive is it? Your drive or like the guys who organized the event for you?
No, it's our driver. It's our driver. But it was my manager the first time he's working with him. You know what I mean? Because it was a referral. It's gone. The guy's name is Lovers. I don't know his surname. It's Lovers.
Lovers Plus.
Minus because it's missing. Yeah. So yeah, dude, that's why I was late. But I'm worried about him. At the same time, I'm very pissed. Like, you don't just leave people in a different province. Like,
no, he's got a reasonable excuse.
It can't, what? What?
Like, we don't know what happened, but it sounds very serious.
Oh, yeah. If he didn't leave.
Yeah.
Then yes, whatever happened to him was out of his control.
Yeah.
And I'm worried. But if he left, there's no excuse for that. You can't just leave people.
Yo, so we're gonna start hashtag find Saul's driver.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Find Lovers.
Find Lovers.
He should have been at the party yesterday.
He was all over his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, and he chose the wrong day to be late because we got slick talk today, bro.
Yo.
Hey, he's going to post a video about us. These niggas are trash.
I thought they were running a proper house there. And I got there, it's a Mickey Mouse. They're running a fucking chicken business. Bloody cock. Hey, yo, Mac, your shit is trash. Out here made me wait. Did they even feed you, bro? They didn't feed me.
We gave him 2 chicken wings.
But I'm sure you
got a party 16 and everyone got 2 pieces each.
No, party 16, that's Buster's favorite meal.
Hey, I don't know. I don't like about pasta anymore.
Leave that for sleep talk, please.
Yeah, I don't like about pasta anymore.
No.
Yeah. All right.
You know when they say, like, someone's talking about you, your ear becomes itchy.
Yes.
This is every Saturday when we record.
Every time it's like, hey, Laba, I'm crying in the food.
Nah, but anyway, man. Sorry, slick talk. Sorry, man. It was out of my control. Sorry to keep you waiting, dog.
Yeah. But anyway, man, shout out to everybody that came to the birthday party last night. Fuck, I think it was probably one of my best birthday parties I've ever had.
Ever.
Yeah.
In your days at YFM, you had crazy ones.
Nah, this one was right up there, man. It was so lit. Dog. Shout out to all the DJs.
Yeah.
Knock Music killed it.
Knock.
I was like a groupie when he was performing Call Out. I was in the.
I saw. Yeah. You were lit, dog. I saw you. You were.
Dog.
Bobster
killed it.
Oh, bro.
Shout out to all the DJs, man. It was amazing.
So, didn't you play?
Yeah, so.
No, I came like. Because when I came, right, time was against me. Because it's a 3-hour drive and the slots, they were not there.
My slots.
I saw Lifey from 4 slots. How do you know Lifey?
Lifey from back in the days, from Paparazzi.
Oh, Paparazzi.
Yeah, he used to do my sound.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Like my first ever DJing lessons I got from Lifey in his kitchen in 4 slots. So great to see Lifey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dope.
I hit up Saul during the week. I'm like, dog, can you mix? Or do you need me to do a pre-mix for you?
Awesome. He's like, dog, are you serious about playing? I'm like, yeah. Look, I haven't played. I'm rusty. Like, can you do a pre-mix? I'm like, no. I'm not, no pre-mix. I'm a bit rusty, but I was like, nah, no pre-mix, man.
A lot of people...
I could never do that.
A lot of people are saying we should be like a DJ duo.
With James.
Yeah.
We would kill it.
Timon and Pumba.
Timon and Pumba. Wow.
No prizes for and guessing Pumba, who's right? Who.
Wow. Timon and Pumba.
Yeah. By the way, Bobster's got a gig. He wanted to book us, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm going to be playing there. On the 20th of November, he's doing like a beach party in Midrand. So he's bringing the beach to Joburg.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be at Halfway House in Midrand. Visit howlo.co.za, 20th November. Great lineup. Lamiz is there. Who else is there? Ooh. I'm there.
Uncle Waffles.
I don't know if you got Uncle Waffles.
Uncle Waffles is busy in Africa right now. It's all over.
Damn, hey,
he's in the country.
Yeah, but follow Bobster, man. The real Bobster. What's his Instagram?
Does anyone follow Bobster?
I don't follow Bobster, actually. Funny enough.
Bobster? Yeah, I follow Bobster on
Instagram.
I've
never seen him on my Instagram.
Yeah, dope. To check out more information. But I can't wait for that. Man.
No, man, I want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If I'm not out there gigging, I'll be there as well.
Okay, I'll play. You'll do the emceeing. Why do I like that, Makai?
No problem. We'll give it a shot.
Can you
Let's do it. Let's kill it.
I saw the ladies' podcast came through.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, it looked nice.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Nice. Coach was there. Yes. Yonella was there. A shout out to Pumla and Jason for putting the party together.
Oh, beautiful. Oh.
They were stressing all week, man.
Shame.
Oh, yeah, but I think, yeah, everything went smooth. The only thing we messed up was the VIP because it was downstairs, but the vibe was upstairs. So there was no one in VIP. Shout out to Mia Culpa. That's the venue. I think we found our new home, man.
Mia Culpa is an amazing venue, bro.
It's beautiful, beautiful, man.
Shout out to Dudu. Dudu never comes to our show. She came. Our producer. Shout out to her, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what do you guys want to talk about? Where do you guys want to start? What happened this week, man?
Yo.
Wait, before we go there, Podcaster of the Year award.
Oh, yeah.
Teamwork.
Yeah, dope. That was so dope, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Trash. I heard a trash from the corner.
But it's all teamwork, man.
Yeah.
Except for Melligan Media, these fuckers. They lose footage. Yeah? Don't upload on time.
Come on.
Have you guys been to rehab?
Ah, oh, come on.
The rehab is Nuck's studio. They went with Nuck after the party last night.
Oh, Fleur, for real.
Yeah, they went
home. Haven't slept, huh?
Did you sing? Mesh sings.
You recorded a song with Nuck? You lost.
Young Luma.
What's the name of the song? Okay, but honestly, what's the title?
Banglumile.
Wow.
Dude, tell us about the Hip Hop Awards. What's going on?
Ooh.
Or should your manager? Should ask your manager?
No. Nothing is concluded yet. Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you they were considering, but they've kept quiet.
Ah, for real?
Yes. Osmic hasn't confirmed. Yeah. I last had a conversation with him.
What did they say? What do they want you to do?
Okay, basically, they've got this whole thing. It's a political party since it was campaign season, like not so long ago. So they've got this rap plus. It means it stands for something, RAPP, and then the Yanos, and it's like a whole manifesto of both the parties and stuff. So he had called me. He's like, "I want you to be a part of it as a reporter somewhere."
Yeah.
And then he called me, and he's like, "Yo, we spoke with the team, and it looks like the reporter takes center stage, and essentially is the host of the awards."
Nice.
So we consider it, well, so it looks like you're going to be hosting the awards.
Oh, nice.
And then I had to send some pictures, and we spoke about a figure as well, and that's it. But they haven't come back to me.
No, they got to put you on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Hosting the SA Hip Hop Awards.
What are you going to say? Can you feel?
Hey, man. It's not an MC gig. It's hosting the awards.
Yeah.
Have you seen Trevor Noah at the Grammys? Can you feel it? No. Why would I do that?
Do you think there's still a need for hip hop awards though? Because all the hip hop guys are jumping to the piano wave.
It's just a wave. But you see, the thing is, we need to define what is hip hop. Because Reason is still rapping.
Yes.
It's not in English, but it's still rapping.
Okay.
Slick Talk is shaking his head.
Nish.
Okay. Oh, okay. Not for me. He's saying, fuck Reason. That's what he's saying.
Okay, we'll ask him later when he joins.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But like in Nigeria, I mean, Wizkid, you know, I know it's Afrobeat, and Davido, they were called rappers. Mm. Even Burna Boy, but when last did you hear them rap?
Mm.
And they still are embraced, you know, in the hip-hop culture, that side.
Okay.
So why can't then the hip-hop culture embrace guys who rap, but on the Yanos?
Because
when I listen to, you know, like some rap from Rwanda, Tanzania, you know what I mean? They're rapping on their own kind of beats with their own feel and style, and they still consider it as part of or a branch of hip-hop. Mm. I know hip-hoppers will say, no, we want the boom bap.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's wrong with taking something and like dance music, what we've done to it in South Africa?
Because you know, like Young Stunner was a rapper.
Yes, even Sir Trill. Star, no, eh? Sir Trill.
Yeah.
Sir Trill.
Even Sir Trill.
The Bopa guy, it's Youngstar, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even Sir Trill.
Sir Trill, yes.
I mean, you can hear in the name. Like, I mean, the, look, it's Pampianos, but you got names like Youngstar, mm-hmm. Sir Trill. Those are rap names. Those are hip-hop names.
Lady Do raps. Have you heard? She raps, eh?
She raps.
Lady Do is super talented, dude. Mm. Like, ooh, this whole Uncle Waffles thing when people are like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, listen, guys, if a DJ can play.
What are they saying about Uncle Waffles?
Some guys are like, she's a gimmick.
Ah,
and then she's just jumping on and she's not respecting the craft. And I'm like, guys, have you heard her set? How's her set? You know,
she looks like she can play.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, if a DJ can play, they can do whatever they want. I mean, there's a guy there who's topless who carries the mixer on his head.
Oh, yes. Yeah, mixing.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So why can't people respect Uncle Waffles?
I saw Devin Gogo for the first time play at Recharge. Oh, she can play.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I'll shine now.
No, you see, exactly.
With or without earphones, she can play, right?
He had no earphones.
No,
I'm out of shine
now. But we told you.
Devin Gogo can play.
Yeah.
Even at talks, I remember on Twitter, she was saying, if you can't play in 350s as a DJ, you can't DJ.
Because
a lot of guys will get to a club and they find 350s and like, no, I want 2000s, whatever.
Oh.
You know, so she can DJ. Yeah. So as I was saying, Lady Duke can DJ too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if she were to DJ tomorrow, there are people who are ignorant as to the fact that she can really DJ because her dad was like
Zandy's
her uncle.
Yeah.
Her dad is like a Foslo legend, East Rand legend, DJing guy. So she literally grew up with CDJs on vinyl. She probably can play on vinyl.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But people will think, ah, she's just hopping onto it. She's 100%. Bandwagoning, whatever, because she's pretty. Mm. But she can actually fucking play. So people need to consider that. I mean, how old is Uncle Waffles, 20, 21?
Yeah, she's young.
What if her dad is a 40-year-old DJ?
Exactly.
And she grew up playing.
She needs a song, bro. She must get a dope ghost producer.
Oh, yeah.
Release a song and then it's over. It's
I think it's coming.
Yeah,
she's killing it, though, man.
Maybe Devin Gogo can lend her one of her ghost producers.
You said Devin Gogo does not produce a music.
Nah, she doesn't, bro.
Come on.
You're starting with it. You're starting.
How do you know?
You can hear, man. You know, like, when you hear a producer, you can hear their sound. Like, every song they release has a signature. Like, for example, Josiah. You can hear.
Okay.
But, this is Josiah.
But can you hear Maporisa song?
Mm.
No, but you know what Pori does, man.
But his songs change.
Yeah.
Like, Izolo is different from, what did he make? Any other song of Maporisa?
Mm. No, Pori can produce. But right now, he just gets other better producers than him.
Oh, I see. Hence,
and then
five of his songs can sound different.
Yes, and then he uses his name to put them on.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you're right. Produce. I'm just arguing because Tim Tuda, for example, he's got
a sound.
Yes. No, you're right. No. Yeah. I agree with you. 100%.
They have a sound, Slick Dog.
Trash! That's his sound. Trash!
Dog, I wanted to ask you this about last week, but we had so much to speak about. I forgot. What's up with the John Wick thing?
John Wick. Oh, Mamelodi.
The Mamelodi guy. Yeah.
What's going on there?
But this week, I didn't hear anything though. Nothing happened this week.
No, he didn't down anyone.
Yeah, I didn't down anyone.
Oh, did they get to him though? Maybe they got to him. So what happened? What's the whole
John Wick? What if your driver is John Wick?
He had to go take out someone. That's why he couldn't take us out. Actually. Dude, where's he from? Is he from Mamelodi, that guy? He's from Midrand. That's close enough, actually.
What happened with John Wick? What's going on?
So there's a vigilante. I believe it's a group of guys. So there's a vigilante in Mamelodi, right? And he's basically getting rid of the trash, the gangsters, the thugs from Mamelodi. So there was a group called Boko Haram.
Yeah,
that's like a gang group in Mamelodi that's been ravaging Mamelodi for the longest time. And he killed, I think, one of the main members, Nkunzi or something, passed away. And now, a few others have been attacked. And apparently the guys went into hiding.
Hectic.
And the guy is called John Wick.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a movie, literally.
This is real life, though.
This is real life. And
real life.
The cops are looking for him.
Mm.
The people of Mamelodi are supportive of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The community like a Robin is very supportive.
Yeah, you should have spoken to David Mashabele. He's from Mamelodi, and ask him how he feels about it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But that's the whole John Wick story.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Imagine.
Sure. Yeah. And did you guys see ANC saw flames in the votes? Hey, they saw flames. Hey,
I saw that, and then I heard, what's his name? Paul Mashatile, talking about how, where they went wrong in the campaigning and that they shouldn't have gone to Soweto to campaign while they don't have electricity. Dude, it's not even about that. Should have just been really? A good government.
Exactly.
Just deliver. It's not about... In fact, parties that are in government shouldn't campaign because their campaign is their work.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Like, if I'm dating a woman, I don't shella her every day. It's up to you, you and you to shella her and try to convince her that you're the better man for her. How I treat her is how I keep her.
Ooh.
But you must give her attention every day. I fucking hate that word.
Yes.
Attention.
Oh, why?
Bro, I'll be chilling with my woman the whole day. Mm. She'll be like, you haven't been giving me attention. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm in the room. I'm in the same room. Yeah. What do you mean? Attention.
No, guys.
Must I salute? Attention. Every time, like, you brush your teeth. Attention. What the hell? What do you want from me?
No, you guys don't learn.
Hey, why are you women like that, though?
I've not taught you well, hey?
Why are you women like that? What the fuck is up with that attention?
What's, like, I'm in the same room as you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on my phone. You're on your phone. But I could be 30 kilometers away on my phone still. But I choose to be on my phone next to you.
But you can, you guys, you both of you can literally be in the same room, but you're just not showing, you're not present. I think that's the word. You're just not present and you're not listening. Maybe she's speaking to you and you're not listening and you're just focused on whatever. So that's where it comes in. Attention, attention.
That's the but problem. Be she's present. Speaking. She should dance.
Dance.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, ladies, also dance.
Hey, there was a chill who came up to me yesterday. He's like, where's Ghost Lady? I can't believe she dances from now.
Guys, don't believe the trash I speak here, please.
Ay, fucking hell, man. Hey, that attention thing, bro.
And you live with her. Like, I get it. Like, I've never lived with a woman. And so I get the whole attention thing because we don't spend that much time together. So when we do, of course, I must roll over her and listen to her. Mm. But you live with your woman.
Bro.
That's attention.
Bro. I need to date Blackie's, a girl like Blackie. Apparently, you know Blackie's quiet, right?
Yes. Extremely quiet.
Well, I saw say he's got, how many words per day?
Hey, he's got data bundles, word bundles. He's got word bundles. I remember him seeing me in Ghana, and then he sees me by the corridor, he turns around. My word count is finished. I'm left with one word, and it's a good night to my woman on the phone. Not for Saul. Blackie doesn't say much, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't say much, yo.
So apparently the woman is the same
it's
as well.
It's the exact same
room.
Yeah.
Photocopy.
Yeah, they join the
same
room.
They just chill together and keep quiet all day.
Yeah, I need a woman like that. That's attention for them. When they go to sleep, they're like, oh, that was a good day.
For you, just being present is enough.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Last thing I want to talk about, a bad
last
week.
Thing.
Yeah, because we got Slick Talk now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we got Slick. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
It was a bad week for former Bafana Fana Mark Williams.
Mark Williams?
Yeah, he used to play for Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, Mark Williams.
Yeah, he sing the
I've
most,
seen
man.
Him at Taboo and stuff.
Yeah, apparently his ex-wife wanted to sell his house in Bryanston. Mm. He's also a victim of GBV, and he was abused and shot in the stomach. And his ex-wife tried to break into Mark's new place and trash everything. She also poured alcohol all over his clothes.
Mm.
The legendary.
No, man, GBV is a serious situation. They must deal with her.
Mm.
I mean, Mark Williams.
Bro.
He scored.
Don't you have him here? In your
hey,
picture?
Afghan.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! He must
actually,
be here.
Yeah,
he
there is. There is.
There
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
At the bottom. Far left, right?
Yeah.
Imagine. But we got a beating in this game as well.
Yeah.
We lost this, well, they posed for this game.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Bro.
What's with the alcohol, though, and on clothes? Cause
that makes no sense.
Makes no sense. But you said he was shot in the stomach.
Yeah.
By who?
With a bullet.
The ex-wife.
The ex-wife?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah,
shot.
That is hectic.
Yeah.
That is hectic.
Yeah.
And it's
that's attempted
rats.
Murder, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
You don't just shoot people in the stomach, like, for fun.
Uh-uh.
Hey,
and she doesn't play for a fun or fun, so she didn't miss.
Good one.
Also, Tendai Ndoro used to play for Orlando Pirates. He's going through the most as well.
What happened with Tendai?
He's apparently homeless because his wife chased him out of his house. His ex-wife as well.
What did he do?
Then there's that, ne? Then no, there's that as well.
Yeah, true.
What he didn't give her attention.
Yes. You're not talking to me. Leave this home. Shame, man. Where was he staying?
I don't know where he was staying. I think in Midrand.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's messed up, bro.
Yeah, man. These guys are going through the most.
Soccer
man.
Players.
Hey.
Bro.
Yeah.
But it's the ex-wife. Both stories. Ex-wives.
Ex-wife.
Hey.
Better just be chased out than now to be shot at and all of this. You know, that's
just GBV. That ain't straight
sweet,
up.
Man. Yeah.
Murder. Attempted murder.
Ooh. What else been going on with this lady? Hey.
Just life.
Yeah.
What else?
I saw Dineo Ranaka. She is, she had a homecoming.
Oh, wait. Did you just say just life?
Hey,
wait.
Hey, no. Which one is this one? And I'm trying to cover it. I said, no, no, no. No. She just said, just live. Like, oh, just live. Hey, podcast of the year.
Guys,
hey, which one is this one?
I'm from Mpumalanga. I just came from a 6-hour drive. Like, eh? Yo, what has happened?
That's your cue. Podcasting 101. So, hey, bro. Slick talk, we're normally not like this, bro.
Yeah, dog.
It's not our day.
We're early. We're on time. You know, we know.
Our segments.
We know our cues.
Yeah.
Do you want to call a friend? You're going to stick to his life.
No, it's not just life.
Yes.
Also, there's the whole story with Uzodo Abantu slapping another woman in the club. That happened last night.
Whoa.
Yo, guys.
Uzodo slapped.
Yeah. Whoa. Because the woman was eyeing, you know, her Ben 10. So she's very protective of her daughter, you know. So
I met Zodwa last week. She's a sweet person.
No, yeah, she is.
That story doesn't make sense. You know why?
She's dope.
So she was booked at a club.
Yeah.
Right? And booked by my manager. And like when she got there, she literally withdrew almost the entire money that they paid her. And she was giving girls money.
Wow, for real?
Like empowering girls, getting up and talking like, girls, you've got the power. Whatever, don't make men make you feel. She, such empowering words. And she was scared to talk to me.
Mm.
So she was sitting there in the corner, sitting there. Yeah. So my boy comes and was like, dude, go hug her, tell her you love her. Yeah. She's scared of you.
Oh, wow.
And the celebrities are scared of us. Like when I go out, like even a KO when the girl upstairs, I'm like, that's performance, dog. Like, I'm like, what's up with this podcast,
man? Maybe they thought you were Slick Talk, you know. Look alike.
Yeah, actually, it's fun, huh?
Yeah,
man. So like, so sweet. So I'm surprised she'd slap someone. But it sounds like it was protective, but still, you don't have a right to slap
She's
people.
Sweet, but she's one of those people who, like, don't fuck with her.
Yeah.
She doesn't say shit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, Zodo's been around, but she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's
man.
A lovely person.
Lovely person. I wouldn't say anything bad. I've never said anything bad about Zodo.
Mm.
You know, but a lovely person.
Yeah.
So that story is just trending around. It's just about
you. Yeah, I'm surprised. Zodo doesn't
That's all you have, Ghost Lady.
That's all I
Hit
have.
Hit us with more.
That's all you have.
All right, they must start sending emails to podcast@mashavel. We need a new ghost lady.
They've already been trying.
She missed a cue. She's like, EFF voters doesn't know that they're cues. Because they stay at home. Drop
the anyway, you're saying
Dineo
Ranaka is now a full sangoma.
Yeah.
I saw her homecoming. Like, she came, you know, like there was a celebration. And I think her, you know, they get like new names. Like, Mo.
Tallest Mo.
Tallest Mo. He's Mahambe Khega.
Okay.
Dineo's Dineo Somash.
Mm.
Yeah. Does she still DJ? Somash. Does she still DJ? Before I continue that thought.
Hey.
He can't laugh because they friends. You know? So he's finding it so difficult. When I said, I saw Dineo, I saw his face. Like, she's my friend. Don't say shit. Don't say. I'm just saying, her name was Soma Ash and I asked, does she still DJ? That's it. How do you say in Zulu? Oh, wow. I didn't say any harsh words to her. No harsh words, but yeah. Congrats to her, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need healers.
I spoke to her like 2 weeks ago, I think. Oh, she's at a good place, man.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, she's at a good place, man.
Wow, man.
Yo, you know, because she's always been like loud, erratic, very emotional. Like,
yes, that's the Danielle I know. Feisty.
Yes.
Feisty.
Yes.
Hard.
Yes.
You know, like staunch.
Yeah. Now she's so chilled, like zen. Kid X, you'd swear they go to the same yoga.
For real?
Yeah, she's so chilled, bro.
Is it?
Wow. So yeah. She won't take offense to...
No.
Great. Nah. Awesome. Because the girl I know, hey, tweet.
Oh, wow. Good vibes. Man. Good vibes.
Beautiful.
Anyway, let the show begin. It's time to welcome
the real show.
The real show begins now. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for the bravest motherfucker I know.
Woo.
Please give a round of applause for Slick Talk.
Slick Talk!
Yeah. No, chill. It's not your cue yet. We're going to cut.
Yes.
Yeah, chill, my man. Don't get too excited, my man. Don't get too excited.
It's on a real podcast. Finally. Okay.
Yeah, put that awesome in. That's fine. Right?
Yes, that was dope.
All right, cool. Let's rock.
Yeah, let's rock.
Let's go.
Take two with Slick Talk. Camera one rolling. Camera two rolling. Camera three rolling. Audio rolling. Right.
What's happening, bro?
Yo.
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, Slick Talk. Nice to finally
What's
see
good,
you,
What's good, YouTube? This is Slick Talk, and I'm back with another video.
I just
need my structure, my brown structure here, and I'm good.
The wardrobe
and
structure.
And your watermark.
You know it. How was your birthday, McG?
No, it was good, man.
It was good? Did you have Uncle Waffles perform?
No.
You were looking for real DJs.
Hey!
How do you feel about her?
Eh?
How do you feel about her?
I like her, man. I think she's dope.
No, she's not.
Man. For real?
Gimmick.
Why? You think?
Called it from the first time I saw her. Say gimmick.
Have you seen her play? Have
no
you
heard whole talent, set? Nothing.
What do you mean? Have you heard her play like the whole set?
I saw her Instagram live and she started DJing like 6 months ago and I wasn't impressed. Mm. Making mistakes, I was like...
But you gotta start somewhere, bro.
You start a podcast.
You don't start somewhere and get 20,000 a gig. Gotta build up like everybody else. That's why I respect Black Coffee, Prince KB, even DJ Speedster. You know, they did it the hard way. Not blow up in 6 months. So
but it's a new world, bro.
Yes. Yeah. It's like you can just blow up just like that.
She reminds me of the Whistle Girl, man. 6 months and then she'll be gone.
Wow. No, but the Whistle Girl lockdown happened. We don't know what.
Not for me. So how you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
Seems like you've got a set prepared for today.
Yeah, dog. We just your props.
He came to interview us.
He came prepared. Like, what's next? What's next?
Craziest thing is he didn't want to come at first because he was meant to come 2 weeks ago. But he was scared that it was a setup.
I thought it was a setup.
For real? What would you think
you know,
bro?
When you listen to Twitter, I'm like, Mac G's trying to set me up.
Why?
And I had a conversation with Nota, and he's like, Mac G's cool. And then I said, okay, I'm going to pull out.
Yeah. What is the setup? You thought we're going to have like Reason and all of them outside?
I thought Nasty was going to be standing up like, yeah. I was like, okay.
But I'm sorry, but you're scared of Nasty.
No. Some of Nasty Z. But I had to be prepared first.
Well, I'm queen, you're Nasty.
You know, surprisingly, I'm looking at you and I'm like, you're actually looking so different. You know, your haircut. Whereas we know you with the afro.
You know, usually on my videos, I just beard everything, but here I just said, let me just get clean for podcast and chill, you know. That's how much respect I have for you guys.
He was telling me off air how he started. Please tell him how you started.
So how I started is I saw Mac G's interview on DJ Sabi's channel. And then I got inspired. And another person that inspired me is Owami Hlongwane.
Nice.
And I was like, let me start. Because you know, when somebody like Mihlali tells you how to start a YouTube, you don't believe it. But when it's somebody like Mike G
or even Owami,
it's realistic.
Okay.
Relatable people.
So how I started is I was in law school and I was frustrated because I wasn't having any genuine conversations. And then I was like, let me just start a channel and see what happens. And then you know it's been 2 years now. Building.
You know you can't talk shit about me now because I birthed you, motherfucker.
No. You can get it too, man.
Oh shit.
You're gonna see your picture and song. Song doesn't even have to be part of the video. His picture is just gonna be here. Like here's song.
Oh wow. Yeah. Punchline.
So are you afraid of catching hands from these celebrities, bro?
If I catch hands, that means I did a good job. That's how I look at it. If you're so upset you wanna come to me, that means I did a good job.
But you see, that's what it feels with your stuff. It feels like you're just sometimes being crass just to insult, right? so that you can get hands. No. Sometimes it feels like there's no like facts or validity to some of the stuff you say. Yeah.
Who's your source?
You know what it is? Every time I do a video, it has to come from somewhere. I don't make these things up. Mm. I always have to read something. I don't just say Bonang from nothing. There has to be.
The Pablo
should
Pablo.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah. You get it?
But now, how do you live like your day-to-day life?
Like because a normal human being.
So
do people you recognize go to the mall you?
Every day.
No one comes to you.
Let me tell you, we live in SA, man. People don't care about social media.
Yeah.
They have bigger problems.
Yeah, true, there's real life problems.
Yeah. How can you ask me if he goes to the mall, dog? Have you seen him?
Slick, do people recognize you, though?
What?
Do people recognize you when you're
sometimes
out there?
Sometimes they do.
For real?
Yeah. But it's always, the only thing I don't do is take pictures. But other than that, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when someone wants to take a picture, what do you say?
Nah.
Yeah.
I just don't like people knowing my location, so I'm like, it's cool. Yes. Yeah,
but you can always tweet, Slick Talk stays in Valcom, for example. That's one what people tweet.
Yeah, but I don't
care. Where do you stay, bro?
I'm around the city.
Not Joburg. He's not in Joburg. Slick Talk is not in Joburg.
I'm definitely around.
Do you get death threats, bro?
Every day. I got one this morning.
For real?
Somebody just told me, like, that's why your grandmother died, and I just talked to her this morning. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
Any celebrities hit you up?
Hmm? So, like, Ricky hit me up, like, maybe like a year ago. That was early stages of my channel. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to do a show with him. Oh. Then I turned him down. That's actually, like, how I blew up. So he hit me up, wanted to do a show. And I didn't think I was a good fit for the show. And then I said no. Then my family was looking at me crazy, like, that's Ricky Rick.
Yeah,
1.5 million.
Sure, sure.
And I was like, nah, it's not a good fit for me. And then it motivated me.
What's 1.5 million?
Yeah. Followers.
Followers.
On Instagram. Okay, okay. Yeah, and then it motivated me to keep going. And another thing is, that's when I did the Sammy Heavens video. Mm. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen that one.
That's my first viral video.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
And the background behind that is a scammer actually reached out to me.
Yeah.
So it's one of these guys who hack accounts.
Okay.
Yeah, they send you a link, click on the link.
For sure.
They steal your account.
Yeah.
Mm. He hit me up and he told me, like, bro, I'm a big fan. I love your shit. And I want to put you on. And I was like, you want to put me on? What type of weirdo shit you want to do? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bitch ass nigga. Curse him out. Leave it like that.
Yeah.
Hits me up again. He's like, bro, I really want to put you on. I love your content.
Mm.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I have an account that I stole, a Twitter account.
Mm.
70,000 followers.
Mm.
I want to pretend to be you.
Yeah.
And upload your video.
Wow.
And then I said, okay. Dope. And then I did a video, the Sammy Heavens video, because I knew. And I was like, okay. I did the Sammy Heavens video, instantly blew.
What's the Sammy Heavens video? Have you seen that?
350K views on Twitter.
Who's Sammy Heavens?
So the title of the video is Nasty C in Love with a Gold Digger.
Okay. And then, the girlfriend, Sammy.
Sammy.
Casper responded, Nasty responded, went crazy.
Yeah.
After that video, that's when I knew I was built for this. Because I didn't shy away. And I knew.
Yeah.
And I knew I could take it.
Why do you hate Nasty so much, bro? You've been going in on him. And apparently used to be a fan.
Fake.
Someone tweeted.
Fake rapper. I don't think he's talented.
No way.
I think he's overrated if you ask me. Not impressed.
What?
You can't say Nasty's a whack rapper.
Come on.
Nasty can rap.
He can rap.
Nasty's his favorite song.
Me? Oh, switch up. Do we.
One lyric from it.
Yeah?
Not the
you
chorus.
You could call those,
not the chorus.
Okay. I don't know no friends. No, I don't know. Wait, listen. I don't know no friends that these you better take your ass to Smoother.
Nah. You failed the test, so.
You caught me off guard.
Nah.
You caught me off guard.
Nah.
I don't reason, fuck around with Nasty.
Why did you like Reason?
I don't beef with broke rappers. Next question.
But you're broke.
Says who?
I've seen your wardrobe. That Ellerin's wardrobe, dog. Come on, bro.
You want to replace a Bradlow's.
Come on, dog. Why are you so people are human. The celebrities are human with human journeys. They get broke. They get, look at him now. He's popping.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
He's popping.
He is.
He's kicking.
Favorite song by Reason.
Hey. Favorite song by Reason.
Right now.
Do It Like I Can.
I don't know that song.
Do
doesn't
it
count.
Like
doesn't
I
count.
Can.
Doesn't count. I don't
it
know.
It won Song of the Year at the SA Pop Awards.
1990 what? Next question, song.
Do it like I can.
So who do you fuck with? A Reese, obviously.
A Reese. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your favorite line from A Reese?
The boy doing things.
What's your favorite line from A Reese?
Ah man, so whoop. Many. Whoop. Just listen to my videos at the end and you'll know.
Come on.
The Paradise beat is fire.
I like Meanwhile in Honey Dew. Man, that's my favorite.
I like Paradise.
Paradise.
Man. Paradise is fire.
So, Aries can do no wrong in your eyes.
He can do wrong, yeah. But he's a dope rapper. Yeah. That's all I know.
I want to go back to Sammy. Why do you think she's a gold digger, bro? Because didn't they meet in high school?
Dude,
yeah, they've been together.
Kids. They're still kids, but since they were kids, they've been together.
Nah, he's a gold digger in my opinion.
How? When she was dating him before he was rich, how is he digging him?
Let me tell you. The thing is, what value is she bringing to the relationship? That's what I meant.
She's probably his place of peace.
Yeah.
And harmony. You know, tranquility. That's enough for a man who's busy like Nasty.
And she gives him attention.
No, she
of course.
She salutes.
No, she doesn't.
How do you know she doesn't give him attention? Come on.
How do you know she lives?
Bro.
No,
you
no way. No way.
You capping.
What value are you bringing to this podcast, sir?
Numbers. Yeah, it
numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't equate that to a relationship, though.
You can, though.
Like, what numbers can she bring?
Let's say this. Jay-Z is Jay-Z, but Beyonce is bringing something to the table, right?
Mm.
That's what I mean. You have to bring something. Not, I'm chilling at home and you're working. What
sometimes
value are you coming?
Some men don't want
exactly.
That. Some men want a woman who brings peace.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, like, the goal for somebody like a Sammy is to get pregnant at the end of the day.
Huh.
That's what it is.
She would have had many, many chances
to
do that.
Her end goal is to get pregnant.
And
it's going to happen one day. Hopefully I catch him and I'm going to catch him. That's the goal for Sammy.
Nah.
Telling you, ghost.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
And you got a girlfriend? Do you have a Sammy in your life?
Don't worry, man.
What is she bringing to the table?
Yeah.
Because you're already pregnant.
Yeah. I be lying to these girls sometimes. I be telling them I'm starting a podcast and then it never happens. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I tell them, I'm starting a podcast. Yes, Mac G. Yes, Ricky, he's coming.
Yeah.
And then use them. They want to use me and then I move on.
That's shit. So I didn't find the one. He's still young, man. How old are you, bro?
24 now.
Youngster.
Okay, top 5 songs this year. Which ones do you like? Hip-hop.
Hip-hop songs. Just Aries' album, man. It's fire.
For real. Did he drop? I don't even know he dropped this year.
He dropped this year.
I'm not sure. I don't follow.
Is it Dichotomy? What was the name of that?
What one? It's Today's Memory.
Yeah.
Oh,
TT,
yes. I heard about that one.
It's a long title.
Yeah.
But he's a fire rapper, man. Yeah. Better than any rapper out of South Africa in the last 15 years. Give me one guy.
On.
Name me one guy you think is better.
He's got a point.
Okay. I was going to say Pro Kid, but obviously Pro is not it's not 15
no
years.
Respect,
Youngster, he'll wrap circles around
CPT?
Yes. Huh.
Nah. There's no track that makes me feel like Meanwhile in Honey Dew.
Nah.
Yeah, Youngster. Great rapper.
Okay, I see. But so you're saying great rapper, but Reese makes better music.
The feeling, man.
The feeling.
Yeah.
Go listen to Reese's second album and tell me how you feel.
MT.
MT's good.
I mean, they were both at the same label, and MT was the cash cow of that label.
MT.
With the biggest hits at that label.
I'm not impressed by MT. I'm not going to lie to you.
You see, but you see, that's
subjective. MT does for me will impress me since his first album, Avery. Everything behind that is trash for me. I'll be honest with you.
Wow.
Name me a better song than a song right now from his current album. That's better than Avery.
Oh, Scoot is nice. Yeah. Like cash away.
Nah.
Hold
nah, nah. He's right. Nah, he's right. Nah, there he's got a point. Yeah. But he doesn't have the ambitious source anymore. You know?
It seems like he needed the funding. Aries doesn't seem like he needs the funding.
Sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
So without the superstar producers, he
hasn't done anything.
And then what do you think about rappers jumping to the Piano wave.
Like Casper.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, man. I like Amapiano. Mm-hmm. My favorite song right now is Mapula. Fire.
That's an old song, bro.
I don't love that song, bro.
I can see someone needs to bring a USB once in a while in his bedroom. By that wardrobe. Wait, yeah, the songs, the latest songs. Who's afraid to go out in Mapula right now? Old song. But a beautiful song, bro.
Beautiful song.
You haven't heard Ditolele?
By Butle.
Yeah. Hey.
Trash for me.
Wait, have you heard it?
Come on. You're capping.
The first thing is Butle is arrogant.
No.
And she has the voice, but arrogant. Her voice doesn't.
You are arrogant.
I'm not.
Are you not judging? Okay, why don't you judge them for just their music?
Yeah.
The music. Yes. Not forget her arrogance and whatever you feel like, however she is.
She but sells music.
Her music just doesn't warrant the arrogance. That's the problem. Mm. If you're Beyonce and you're talking like Beyonce, then I'll say, okay, that's Beyonce. But if you Butle and you have two hits, like,
two. Who's a better Yano singer than Butle, though?
Hmm?
Who's a better singer currently than Butle?
I can name three right now.
Who?
Sir Trill, Young Stunner, and Dali Wonga.
Mm. Then Butle.
Yep.
Sir Trill and Dali Wonga are the same thing.
Yeah, but they're better than Butle, though. Way better.
No way, dog.
Way better.
Do you got a groove, bro? Do you got a groove?
Not really a groove. People don't even know this. Like, I'm actually like a law student, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what did you say about, talk about law?
I did my first law degree. Then I did an honors in industrial psychology. Now I'm finishing my Bachelor of Laws.
Shit, you're smart, nigga, dog. Smart,
what
nigga.
Are you doing?
I needed to release the aggression with my videos because I felt like I was almost being wasted. And I was like, I need something, you know.
Why are you so aggressive?
Aggressive, man. You just
why can you not do a video just congratulating people for 3 minutes? why do you want to fight?
When have you ever seen CNN say, views. We love Donald Trump? They never do that.
Yeah, but you see, then they've become very biased because even when Donald Trump does do something great, they can't recognize it.
Hey, they're still talking about Donald Trump now. That's the views.
That's the numbers. They love him, but they never say it.
He's saying he's got the formula of content creation. He understands.
You have to get the content. It's like saying CNN can't cover 9/11. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
They have to cover it because it's the trending news. Even if it's sensitive to the families, they're going to show the clip every 30 minutes because that's what they do.
So what's your source for content creation?
Yeah.
Me, basically what I do is I see a headline and then I read a couple of sources and then I just go off the head. Mm. I do one take. I don't edit. That's how I feel. Even sometimes when you might see me say, fuck Durban. That's how I feel.
Mm.
Yeah, it just came out. I didn't plan it. Nothing just came out.
I love that about you, bro.
Yeah.
I love that, bro. That's total freedom,
bro. And the best thing is, like, nobody can tell me nothing on my channel.
Yeah.
That's the best.
True. How do you monetize, bro?
Hmm?
How do you monetize? YouTube?
AdSense.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not a lot, though. Yeah. AdSense is tiny.
But, like, YouTube for me is not, like, my main.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do law. But YouTube for me is like, it serves as like
an outlet.
An outlet.
Oh.
And influence as well.
Oh.
I get a lot of influence from YouTube. I have people in the law society who know me from YouTube.
For real.
Wow.
But if I just went there as a typical law student, nobody would care. But so I've had people tell me, like, when you finish graduating, come through.
And what are we going to call you? Judge?
Judge talk. That's actually dope. Judge talk.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I don't think I'll take you serious if you're my lawyer.
Yeah, like,
fire,
how do those people in the law fraternity take you serious? Like,
because I'm good at what I do.
For real.
Take it very seriously.
That's dope, bro. I didn't know you're this smart, bro.
Hey, man, you gotta get it how you get it.
So for you, like, what you're doing right now is just an outlet. You're not even trying to monetize, become famous, work with
obviously,
brands.
Obviously, like, I use, like, the influence for other things. But YouTube is not, like, the main thing. Mm. I can just disappear from YouTube tomorrow and I think I'd move on.
Yeah.
There'll still be people upset about me. Maybe Reason, Nasty. But that'll blow off. I don't think Black Coffee hates me, though.
You said some... Oh,
what did he say?
I forgot, but...
I said Anthem Bali's best acting performance... It's her saying Black Coffee abused her. And the reason I said that was because I felt like she was being entitled. You understand?
Okay.
Then I said she's a terrible actor. And I said every show...
NK, sorry. NK.
And somebody. And then Black I said Coffee. Every show she's been on has flopped, which is true. Name me one good show from NK.
What did you say? Mm. Yo. What did he say?
One good show.
Something like that. Damn, bro.
Yeah. Okay, Ismaya was lovely before she came.
Mention two shows she's been on.
Just like a standout performance where you be like, yo.
Intersections. Those intersections.
No, she wasn't even on it.
Intersections or...
She wasn't on Intersections.
No?
Nope.
She was on Isibaya, but Isibaya was...
And it flopped. And it got dropped.
When she came.
Yeah. Wow. That's the thing.
And how are you with the podcast?
I don't like them, man. They're done now, but they're irrelevant, so we don't even have to talk about them, you know? Mm. I killed them. That's what I did.
Man.
Take that as a badge of honor, because I put them down. Yeah. I put them down.
But they're on Channel O. They do well.
No, they're not. Not anymore.
Wait, but I saw their show last 2 weeks ago.
That's the last time you'll see it.
I take that from the executive room at Multi Choice.
Tell me,
for real.
So tell me, were you embarrassed when you saw them get picked up by Channel O? A little part of you was like,
no, it was great for me because it's like,
oh, they make you look good. Yeah, that's the thing. They make you look good. And you're like, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we knew the Channel O bag is coming.
Wow.
If you give Popcast this, I deserve 10 times. That's the game. That's the game. I understand.
Hey, Slick Talk. I didn't say this shit. I understand. I was just happy digital platforms on TV, cool, but hey, man.
You think Channel O would ever pick a guy like me up?
Oh, that'd be insane, bro.
Hey.
Cause he's a new wave. I was telling you, fair. Like, it only makes sense.
A very young
if they bold,
yeah,
and
if they're bold,
and daring, they.
But the thing is, like you said, you're not brand friendly.
Yeah, I'm not brand friendly. Yeah,
and I don't try to be brand friendly.
What?
You catch cases every week.
Mm. Like, really?
I think Bonang doesn't have your email. Otherwise, she would have just served you some summons.
Yeah, not really. That wasn't a case with the Bonang video. I knew how far to take it.
For real,
Ria Khopane didn't know. I knew where to go with it. I knew how far I can take it. There wasn't a case there. That's why I did it.
From a... Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
This guy's a lawyer, so
he knows.
It's the same shit we'll do, like...
Hey.
It's the same shit like the smart radio DJs. You say something. You don't just say, so-and-so's on drugs, right? Because he didn't... He just didn't say it. And then... You said it in silence, and you can't really prove that you were saying this.
I said, did Charlemagne smash? Then I said...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
She can't do anything when you
do
that.
No, she can't. What's she gonna say?
No, you can't. Technically, she can't.
Yeah.
Shit, that's smart.
So with the Rhea guy, he just was like went off, and he didn't know anything. He just said, "I think Bonang is on drugs or something like that." So he didn't know. Yeah, Scoop told us. I didn't say that.
So
she can't.
Here,
she doesn't have a case.
The key here is to study law.
To get in these streets.
So she didn't hit you up, nothing.
Nah, she wasn't. She wasn't going to though, because I knew like any good lawyer would have told her like, "There's no case here. You're just gonna waste your time and your money."
Mm.
And then she knew.
What's crazy about you is like if you look past the shock value and whatever you're saying, and you think about what you're saying, you're like, "Actually, he's right."
Yeah,
yeah.
Every video that I do, I try to base it on honesty. I don't create these things. I don't imagine them. They come from somewhere. Yeah, that's what I do. They have to come from somewhere.
Didn't you feel like it was too soon, your timing with Pura and them?
Yeah, that was the only video where I was like,
oh yeah,
that's
fucked up. Yeah, that was a bit
because with that video,
yeah, the timing,
the story broke, man. And
man,
then
I, for you, you know,
owing up to that,
it shows
that's the story broke, and then
let's show some, you know, some maturity.
Yeah,
nah, shout
so
out.
So with the Pura video, the story broke. And then like 15 minutes after, I had this idea and I was like, it would be crazy if I did like a fake cry.
Mm.
And then 30 minutes, I was like, nah, let me not do it. It's fucked up. And then the ego just came in and I was like, you'd be a bitch if you don't do it. Mm. Then I did the video, sat on it for like 15 minutes. Like, should I upload? Should I not? And I was like, upload.
Mm.
Mm.
Went crazy.
Sure. Mm.
One in an hour, it did 16,000 views. That's when I knew like, oh shit, it's fucked.
Oh.
Yeah.
We did the same.
But I don't want to apologize to like Mpura, Kilakau and their families and friends because that was wrong. You
yeah.
know? And
yeah.
I admit to that.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's called growing up. Man.
Yeah.
That's good.
You got to evolve. You got to evolve. You got to grow. You're going to see your picture on my... our channel too. Trust me.
We did the same thing. We had a funeral for Jesse Q. And Ghost Lady and Soul said I mustn't put it up.
Why not?
I don't know. Why
did you put it up? The whole funeral.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's up for patrons. If you're a patron, you'll check the funeral we had for Jesse.
Yeah, it was crazy. Because with the Buddha video, I was like, nah, let me not do it. But then I said, it would be crazy if I did it.
What do you think of Jesse Q?
Don't care about him, to be honest with you. Yeah. I couldn't name a song from Jesse Q. Probably heard his music, but I don't know.
I don't think my Porisa.
I like my Porisa, man.
Basta?
I think he's a fire DJ.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Basta?
I don't know anything about Basta, man. Don't question me. Teenage issues, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
How often do you drop? Because, like, you don't have, like...
That's why I don't drop weekly, because I have other things to do. Chase. I can't just drop
every
time. What
do you say? We don't have anything to do.
That's all we have.
This is your whole life. This flops, you're done, man. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you drop like when you see a story like
that? I drop when I see a story that I care about. Mm. Yeah. Sometimes when I get a good idea and I'm like, let me just do a video. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not like the main thing that I look at.
And radio, if a radio station hits you up, would you bite?
Nah. Mm. I wouldn't. Radio is dead, bruh. Mm. It would be disingenuous if I went to a radio station because I don't listen to radio. Mm. I wouldn't even know where to start. Mm. Yeah, I'm just gonna be collecting a bag, and I don't do that.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Even with video, like, you know, even with my YouTube channel, I don't do it for the money. Yeah. That's why I don't upload like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just do it because I like it and I enjoy it.
Fuck.
Yeah. What are you gonna say?
We have to make it work, though.
That's all we have.
Every week.
Twice
a week.
Attention.
3 times a week.
If this doesn't work, you're going back to the casino.
Wow, to try my luck. Right. Nice, that's a good one. Betway. One way. Good one. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. Tell them about the story of you trying to get into YFM.
I tried to get into YFM like maybe like 5 years ago.
Oh, for real?
Did this whole hour demo, right?
Went up there.
I'm young, probably like 18. Yeah. Give him a demo. This guy listens to it for like 30 seconds and he's like, nah.
It's the voice.
Even the voice and the content. He was like, nah, you don't have it. Mm. I said, cool. But look at me now.
Bro.
Wazy.
If I'm Y, I would fucking sign Slick Talk right now, dog.
But for like a 3 hour, I can't imagine.
No, hour segment, he can do whatever he wants. He's got carte blanche.
Oh.
Because he's the new wave, bro.
That's what people want to see now.
And they
know it too. Mm. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear you talk about your friends all day.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this show as well, because you guys don't have friends. You've been at the bottom and you know what it's like. And you just open
at the bottom of my dog.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah. You don't really have friends in the game.
Yeah. You give this thing your all because you know it's all you have.
Yeah. And then social media?
I don't have social media. I'm on YouTube. I don't take shit for free, man. If you come onto my YouTube channel and you talk shit, I love it. That's the fun part. But I'm not going to take shit on Instagram or Twitter or you see my family. Nah. I keep that part private, you know.
Oh. So when you trend on Twitter, you don't know?
I know, but you know, gotta stay low key. Mm. Yeah.
Is there a video that you did and never uploaded it?
Nah. Every video I've done, I upload. Everything.
That setup, wait, is that your house? That's your room?
That's where I live.
Mm. Mm.
What is that, a closet?
Don't worry about that. According to Reason, it's shady cupboards. That's what Reason says. That's what he said.
Shady covers.
It's crazy. When I was speaking to Reason, he's like, actually, he looked at your videos. He's like, let me see what this guy's on about.
Mm.
Like, he didn't catch any feelings. He was like, maybe he might have a point.
And I actually gave him some good advice. And I think he's using it now. Because I told him, like, as a rapper, he's never going to make it. He needs to, like, write for other people. And I think he found a lane in Mapiano.
And now
I think that's how he
people.
Got into Maporisa for writing for him. So he should be thanking me.
You pushed him in the right direction.
Because I wasn't trying to be malicious. I just saw how his career was going, and I felt like he needed the advice. Because people won't tell you. They'll just say, Reason, you're fire. Listen to your song once and never play it again. But that's not productive.
Shit, man. And what do you think about the SA Hip Hop Awards?
I don't care about the SA Hip Hop Awards. I would never go. I don't care about it. Awards don't matter anymore, MacG. I don't tune into awards. I don't know when there was the last time I tuned into awards. When was it? When did you watch the awards show?
You're right, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't. We don't watch. Yeah.
Wait, the one that you got an award for, did you watch it?
Nope.
Ah, it was late. What'd you say? Life is good.
Just life.
Yes, life's nice.
That's what she said.
LG.
Yeah. Just life. That's when I knew she was out of it. Just life. I was like,
hey, shit. Doug, you're always talking smack about rappers, right?
Yeah.
We got a challenge for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Can you drop a freestyle?
Mm. Why?
So we can creep you.
I'm not a rapper.
Ah, hey, you're a lawyer. This one, this
I'm not a rapper.
A lawyer,
yeah, you can tell. Yeah. It's a good answer.
Why would I rap if I don't? If I'm not a rapper,
that's true, though.
Yeah,
that's
true. Just embarrassing myself. Nah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite rapper right now?
My favorite rapper right now. Don't have.
What's that song?
Hey, what?
I don't have.
Not even A Reese.
No.
The boy doing things.
Reese Magisa is
Reese,
bad.
What?
Yeah.
He fell off, brother. He fell off.
Who?
Reese Magisa.
Oh!
He fell off. They're not the same anymore. You know it. He fell off. That's the thing about Amapiano. You go viral, and then you're hot for like 3 months, and then you're not hot anymore.
Focalistic?
He's done. He's done.
What do you mean, dog? He's...
He enjoyed the ride too much in the USA. Now he has nothing to offer here.
But he's done everything they used to do. Yeah, he's,
like what?
He's just sporting on my piano. Like having number one hit songs. Gistar was huge.
Nah, not for me, man.
Nah, he's exporting on my piano. He's taking it to the globe.
I think he took it to the globe and he should have stayed there because him coming here is no good for us.
Jeez.
To be honest with you.
It's like you just hate for the sake of hating. For the sake of hating.
I'm honest. Okay. My channel is based on honesty and accountability.
Okay, what's wrong with Focalistic and what he does?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just think his time has passed, like everybody else.
Oh,
like Sha, like Reese, like who else?
He's right though, because it's young stunner now.
Yeah.
It's young stunner.
The thing about Amapiano is it's not sustainable. You get hot for like 3 months and then... You're not hot anymore. Even like
unless you're a producer.
Yeah, unless you're a producer. Even like Kamumpela. If you notice with Kamumpela, in 2019 she was on fire. Mm. Now she looks like if she got into an eating competition with you and I, she's gonna win. Promise you. She's in a foot race with Saul, and Saul is winning. Telling you. Not impressed
hey,
by her.
Still talk. Hey.
Telling you.
Hey. But he's right, dog. Look
I'm
like
right.
Okay, who was hot in 2019? Piano.
Taliwang has been hot for a minute, though.
No, Shasha.
I'm a Uber guys. Remember the
I'm a Uber guy.
Where are they now?
That was a gimmick, though. That was like John Fulgate kind of
maybe
song. It was
but,
not like
but that's what he's saying, yeah. Is that piano's not sustainable.
Not sustainable. Like Shasha was on fire time, though. In 2019, and she's talented, but she's not hot anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Would you but go to a gig where Shasha's on the lineup?
Nope.
But is Shasha still dropping?
She dropped a couple
she
of months ago.
She dropped a couple of months
nobody
ago.
Cared.
Ish.
You see, you're just proving his point.
Yeah, true. I think he fell into...
I love Amapiano, but I know it's not sustainable because I only listen to like 3 songs at a time. And then there's new songs and then you forget about the 3 songs.
Yes,
that's
right.
How it works.
Yeah.
So who do you think has a future? Like, who
in
do
what?
You... Like in the music industry right now.
A-Reese. Apart from, no. Apart from A-Reese.
Okay, apart from A-Reese. Okay, apart from A-Reese.
Has A-Reese ever hit you up, bro?
Nah.
Hey, he's gotta hit
Aries
you.
Never hits
a podcast
up.
With me and Aries would be fire.
Nah.
Be fire, fire.
We're trying to get him. We're trying to get him. I think when we get him, he must come through, bro.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Would you be keen for that?
I would be.
Yeah.
Nice. How would
I know
feel?
The music.
Yes, yeah. I don't know much about the music, so it would land with you.
How would I feel about what?
If Aries say he doesn't like your work. Because you say, look, you worship him, but he doesn't like the
I
whole,
like the music.
So you still
and the music never lies.
Ah.
I don't care how he feels about me, but I like the music.
Ah.
Yeah,
smart. Mm.
You know everything about Aries, ne?
Not everything, but I know the music.
Yeah.
What's
his
real name?
Lehlohonolo.
Hey, this
is gonna smile. Oh, we got a smile.
You know the vibes. The goat.
Yeah. What do you think about old niggas like myself and Saul hanging on to this entertainment business?
I don't mind it, man. Because time tells everything. If you're dope, you're going to be dope in the next 50 years. But if you're not, you're going to fall away.
Mm.
I like that. Yeah. Fuck, you smart. This nigga's
smart. Bro, I didn't know you're this smart, bro.
Yeah, it's actually smart, yeah.
Bro, you did law.
Yeah, I did law. I did a BA, and I finished it. I did a industrial psychology honors, and now I'm finishing my LLB.
This motherfucker, you're 24.
Yeah. Collecting the degree. Damn. You're 24?
Yeah.
Hey.
These two only have matric.
The only degree we know is when we get a burn.
Yeah, third degree. That's it.
That's all.
Third degree burn.
Yeah.
Hey, Ghost Lady, you got something you want to ask you, man?
No, I'm just going to ask you about your audience.
Okay.
You know, like, what do you think of your audience and what is it they are after from you?
I think my audience is soldiers, man. Even if I do something that's fucked up, they ride with me. Yes. Like the Mbura video.
Yes.
They're going to keep watching. They're not going to disown me because of what I did. I make mistakes and I'm growing and I'm evolving and they're growing with me.
Okay.
It sounds like chillers. It sounds like you're talking about chillers.
Yes.
Because they call us out when.
Yeah.
Or only me.
Okay.
Because I remember when I dropped the Mbura video, one of them was like, it was like 2 minutes in. It's like, it's not too late to delete this.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. But I didn't though.
Hey,
so you don't listen to your
I listen, but you know, I'm always gonna do what I have to do anyway.
Yeah. What do you record with, the phone or camera?
It was phone.
Damn.
But look how far it took me.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, crazy.
That's insane, dog. Bro.
It's insane.
Shout out to you.
You can do whatever, man. Nowadays,
bro. Yeah, man.
If you have a phone, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And then have you seen a new Slick Talk? Like, you're like, oh, this one's coming for me. Because Ria's like a mini Slick Talk light.
Yeah,
but I like them though. I like Rhea. I like Nota
work.
Because they're like opening up the game, you know.
Yeah.
Nota in one sense.
What I like about Nota is after he came out, he made it okay accepting for guys like me. Because I've been doing my videos for like 2 years and nobody really cared. But Nota made it acceptable for guys like me. That's why I'm always gonna give him respect. Yeah.
And then what do you think about Casper?
I think he's a terrible musician, but I think he's a good marketer.
Yeah. Business wise, you can't fuck with him. Yeah, bro.
But in terms of the music, I haven't liked Casper's music in over 7 years.
There's nothing
that Casper will do musically right now that will impress me.
Ish.
Everything has been trash. Trash.
The album that had really
trash song.
No, man.
Trash.
My father, the Father's Day song is amazing. With Tepo Tula.
Sorry to say this, but it was trash.
Yeah.
What about I don't care if you smoke, I cannot dive.
I don't even want to know it. Oh, my own.
Yeah.
Decent, but nah.
Yes.
It was decent. The last time I liked Casper's music was when he first came out, the first album. Yeah. Since then,
Tulufela.
Remember, it has like Gushesh. I think it had like Dog Shebeleza.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I hope you bought it, something like that.
Ooh, that fire. Intro is fire. Mm. Yeah. And the song with Tejo as well.
Yeah.
But cold-hearted.
He was hungry though.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could hear the hunger. Now I feel like he's a bit arrogant.
Yeah. What I don't like about him is that you can't say anything bad. Like, you must just say good things about him.
Yeah.
That's why he'll never come on this podcast, because he says we talk shit about him. But, like, we praise the guy. Like,
if he does something amazing, yeah, we're like, the first ones to say, yo.
With Casper, what I've noticed about him, he likes to hop onto trends. If a certain person is trending, like Big Khosa, he's going to shout him out or talk about him. If you're not training anymore, he moves on.
But that's business. That's business. You can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, Drake does the same.
But you can't expect us to respect you as a rapper if you do that, though. I don't like him as a rapper.
Nah, but you feed him off the young energy, the relevant young energy, and that's how you stay relevant.
And then move on to the next. Like, you don't care.
It's the game. It's a business.
Nah.
It's a show business.
Not for me.
But he's doing what you said Reason must do.
Which is?
You said Reason, the rap thing is not working. Jump onto the next thing.
Yeah.
Like writing, yeah.
But Reason needed it. Casper doesn't need it. Reason needs everything he can get right now. We need to save Reason.
Reason is doing a good job.
What good job?
Of like rejuvenating his career.
Good luck to him, man. God
Did you see
him.
The Reason interview?
Nope.
You didn't see, okay.
Nobody cares about Reason. That's the thing.
Wow.
Nobody cares.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's on this platform. You should care.
Nope.
I saw you got anything you don't ask him, bro.
Nah, I've asked him everything, bro. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Go subscribe to my channel. I have a podcast coming because people are asking me.
Nice.
Just go support.
Yeah.
I might have Mac G as a guest.
Yeah.
And Sol as a guest.
Dope, man.
Yeah. Sweet.
We support podcasters and we'll avail ourselves to any podcast.
Yeah, we've got to grow the industry, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I like what you guys are doing, man.
Actually, I've got another question. Sorry. Uh-oh. You know, like this thing of, I understand you going at someone for their talents now, whatever they are famous for. Okay. But when you start entering, and it's almost like you, it's an attack on whether it's their weight and everything. Mm. Where do
the
you
thing
draw?
Is, sometimes I'm very petty. So there's going to be times when I'm going to talk about your music, but then there's going to be times where I feel like calling you a pre-cum golden boy.
Oh yeah, you said that about who?
I don't even remember.
I remember you said that. You said that.
Yeah.
You call Boy Dear like a baby mama, you know.
Then I sometimes I forget.
Like, without a baby.
Without a baby. Oh.
I said she looks like a baby mama. That's what I said. That's just the petty side, you know. Sometimes I get petty. Yeah. That's it. Go support my channel. Go subscribe. Podcast coming soon. Don't have social media. If you see an Instagram account or a Twitter account in my name, it's fake. Yeah.
How big is the team?
How big is the team?
Just me.
Shit.
Ooh. Just a hobby for me.
Oh yeah.
So it's the Slick Talk podcast.
It's coming.
Big Zulu? It's not a Big Zulu, man. Big Khosa.
Big Khosa.
What about him? Don't think about him. Mm. Yeah. Zuchi. And he likes my videos too, but no, I don't care about him.
Zuchi Coke dope.
He's dope.
Yeah.
Dope producer.
Yeah. I just want to throw names out there. Let's throw some names out there.
Youngster.
CPT.
Yeah.
I think he's cool, but I don't listen to his music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right actually, man. Like, is Youngster like industry big?
I think Youngster's time is coming.
Oh.
I feel like he's the best rapper in the game. But his time is coming. He'll have an amazing. Dude, like Big Zulu. Big Zulu wasn't even his first album, this album, right? Mm. And he's been rapping, and people know you can rap in Zulu. Mm. Youngster will get a Imaleningi, a Kusheshe.
I think it's too late.
It's coming.
I think it's too late.
Too late?
Too late for me.
How, dog? Big Zulu is like grown.
Yeah.
You know, and Youngster's way younger.
Not impressed.
Questa?
Don't care about his music. Haven't cared since 2017. Shout out to Nota though.
Yeah.
But I think Questa needs Nota at this point. Because the way his career has been going, I think he needs him. Because I thought Nota was just talking his stuff when he was talking about Questa, but now I see he needs him. Yeah.
Younger?
Who's Younger?
Chief. Younger Chief.
I don't know Younger Chief.
don't
care to know him.
Let's talk about these new cats. Blackie?
Oh yeah.
I didn't like Blackie at first, but he's definitely put in the work.
Respect. He's cool, man. He's cool. Fire, bro. He's fire.
I don't know about fire, but
Hey, give me some names. Who are the young guys now?
The young guys.
D Koala.
Don't know who she is.
Mm.
You know who she is.
You don't know who he is.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen her, but I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care.
Kid X?
No.
Lucas Raps?
No.
You don't fuck with him?
He's trash.
No.
His album is garbage. Garbage. The worst thing I've ever heard this year. Terrible album.
Mm. How about AKA?
O3 One to the World was trash.
What? AKA?
I like AKA in 2018. Don't like him anymore.
Costa Titch?
No. Not even gonna entertain him. No. He needs to get our reparations for black people, not doing Amapiano. That's how I feel about Costa Titch. Tell your forefathers to give us what is ours. Don't do Amapiano. That's what I feel about it. Yeah.
So who do you rate apart from Nasty?
Aries, the boy doing things.
Apart from Aries. Apart from Aries, your top five favorite artists across all genres.
I like Reese. Other than that, I listen to like the US.
Oh, US.
Like who do you?
Drake, Kendrick, the usual. Yeah.
Drake's album.
And I also like Russ. Russ is pretty good.
Russ.
You have to listen to Russ.
For real.
He's dope.
Check him out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of other names, man. Hey, there's not a lot of rappers left.
Shane Eagle.
Maybe we're out of touch.
I like this first album. Everything after that, nope. Mm. It hasn't been good. Mm. Trash.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Stogie T.
Yeah, the best to ever do it locally.
Yeah, I like Stogie T from 15 years ago, not now.
Damn.
So you
like Doomy.
If Stogie
like
T came 15 years ago, I'll be like, but now, no.
Yeah.
Why are you so big about like 15 years ago, 1991. Why? You were popping.
Because you were probably five then. You were 5 years old, dude.
You were good then, not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see a video of us in 5 years' time. You niggas were popping back in 2021.
Chenelow even dropped me. It was a sign when Chenelow dropped you.
It's coming.
That was a cue.
It's coming.
That was a cue when the old dropped you.
It's definitely coming. I promise you that. If you fall off, I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna be like, I like Saul, but
good ain't luck. Nobody watching podcasts, bro.
Yeah.
I love you long time, man. Yeah. Big shout out to Slick Talk,
man.
Exactly,
man.
Yeah,
do your thing, bro.
Before we get out of here, Friends of Amstel is back. We've been telling you for like a month or so.
Oh, yes.
It's coming, coming, coming.
4th December 2021. It's going down. Ooh. Featuring the one and only Wizkid. Ooh. We also got Focalistic, Deb and Gogo, Kamumpela, Mr. Jazik, Oscar Mbo, DJ Stokey, Java, Big Zulu, Banks, Venom, La Soul, Da Capo, La Mise, Lula Cafe. Tickets are limited and they can only be purchased via, you know, entering the competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to buy yourself an Amstel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? You don't even drink, man.
Nah, I don't. Don't like it.
You took all that smack sober.
Yeah. Damn. Never drank a day in my life.
Bro.
Since.
Wow.
Yeah, never.
Yo, we got an excuse because we're always drinking, so we can say, hey, man.
Hey.
It was the Amstel of his kind.
Yeah.
It's the Amstel.
So make sure you buy an Amstel and dial *120*132# and follow the instructions so you can take part and be a part of the awesome, awesome lineup, awesome event that's happening 4th December. And like we said, thanks to Amstel, we are giving away a 6-pack to a lucky chiller every single week. And this week, so we've got Tato_Tlale. He or she commented under our Instagram post.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congrats.
This is what they said. I would like to see Venom and Banks # Friends of Amstel SA. I wish Mac G and Saul was on the lineup. I'd wish to see you guys on stage.
Doing what?
DJing, MCing.
Zekala, man.
Lufuna. What did you think about Lufuna? Be honest.
Worst Amapiano song of all time. All time, man. I think it was a hit before you came in. They were probably playing it in the studio, you in the toilet. When you came in and you pressed the button, and it was curtains button. After that.
Mesh, cut this part out.
Keep chasing a hit,
cut this part out.
# chase the hit. Yeah. Yeah, so congratulations to Tato_Tlale. The 6-pack of Amstel is coming to you. Congratulations.
Yes, round
of
applause. Yes, yes,
and you too can win a 6-pack of Amstel. Just comment underneath our post on Instagram. And yeah, man, you could be joining us. Are you coming on the 4th of December? Do you want to come, bro?
Nope.
You don't want to come?
You scared, bro. Come on.
Tell Amstel to sponsor me, then I'll pull up.
All right. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
You can roll with us because we're broadcasting their live.
Yeah.
Amstel not to sell under the persons of age of 18, yeah? So you can't buy it, Chief. I'm kidding, man.
Yeah.
Last announcements I gotta make. Make sure you check out grandeurgin.com, our brand new website. Have you guys seen it?
Oh, there's a new website.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Grandeurgin.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I haven't checked out.
And then please support us. Join our Patreon page. We are not lawyers, so we need all the money we can get.
It's all we have.
We are here week in, week out.
Yeah. Anything you want to say in closing, bro?
Go subscribe to my channel. Podcast coming soon. And just stay tuned.
But
nigga,
you've
don't
said
move.
That, dog. You've already said that.
That's all I can say, man.
Say like something iconic that you say in your videos.
Get the fuck out of here.
Did you say that about Scoop? Scoop needs to get the fuck out of here.
And he did.
Yo, you went in. We were on the floor when we played that.
Yo,
hey, man.
What did he say?
Beautiful God.
Can we play it, dog? Give me a thing. Let's play it, though. I gotta play that Scoop.
You still have it.
Why play it while I'm here?
Scoop was relevant in 1960.
I said he's 57.
Oh, wow.
He used to chill. That's what I said.
Anyway, we are here. Podcast.
Peace.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn.
No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.